Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi Tirup Tadaf Kuf Amid Beis 100B, and we are on the top by the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Azorik Piyamar Ba'amos Pater. So someone who throws an object four amos in the sea is going to be Pater because the sea has the status of a karmos. If there was some sort of shallow pool of water and the Rishus Harabim passes through it, meaning people walk through this puddle type thing, Azorik Lesochar Ba'amos Chayv. If someone throws an object into it, for Amos, you are going to be chayv because the pool thing, this small little body of water, is considered part of the Rishus HaRab. So it comes and asks the Mishnah, Mekamu Rekak Mayim, so how much is this shallow pool of water? How deep could it be and still be Rishus HaRabim? So answers the Mishnah, Pachos Me'asar Tefachim. As long as it's less than 10 Tefachim deep, then it's still going to be considered part of Rishus HaRabim. Rekak Mayim Rishus HaRab Mahalach Hespo. So now it says the Mishnah, if you have a shallow pool of water and the Rishus HaRab goes through it, Hazorik Pesoch HaRab Amos, chayv, someone who throws an object into it a distance. So 4 Amos is going to be chayv. Ask the Gemara what we must be thinking, which is, why did the Mishnah just say the same thing twice? So a certain one of the rabbis said to Rava Bishlam, he looked trezim. So I understand the fact that the Mishnah said that if someone passes through this pool in a Rishus HaRabim that you're going to be chayev twice, because therefore we learn from here that if you have which is like an inconvenient passage through, meaning no one wants to go through this thing, but you're just going to go through it just to get to where you need to get to, so that's going to be annoying, but it's still going to be considered hiluch in the sense that it's still considered Rishus HaRabim. But tashmish ayde hadchak is not considered tashmish, meaning let's say you have a pit that's 9 tefachim deep in Rishus HaRabim, it won't count as the Rishus HaRabim, even though people may be using it, it's not going to be considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. So I understand why it needed to say Hiluch twice to teach us this law. However, why did I need to give the example? Why did the Mishnah need to give the example of a shallow pool that you're going through in order to get to the point where you need to in the Rishus HaRabim? Why was this the example in the same exact case that was brought twice? Why not just give a different case? So answer the Gemara, 3 different answers. Chad b'imosa, Kham of Chad b'imos ha-gishamim. So the first answer is that one was coming to teach us about the summer months versus the winter months. Utsriyachem, we need both. Why? Because if the Mishnah had only taught us one and this whole shallow pool halacha, you might have thought, Hava minani milubi mosachama. This is true only in the summertime, da'avide inshei demaski lakure nafsha, because it's common. People like to walk through these things, even though it might be not what they're looking for. Ideally, it's really hot, so it'll cool them off. So that's why it's going to be still be considered part of their surah, about being mosachashamim. No, but when people are freezing in the winter, no way anyone's going to want this, so therefore, no way it would be considered part of their Rishus HaRabim, that it is. And if the Mishnah only taught us about the winter months, you might have thought only then would it be part of the Rishus HaRabim. Why? Dekim and Demitanfei, Lelech Baslo, because people are already dirty, their pants and shoes are already muddy and stuff from the winter months, so therefore that's going to be considered still Rishus HaRabim. But Aval Bimosacham Allah, but during the summer months when people are generally more clean, then that would be a problem, and it wouldn't be something that would be counted as Rishus HaRabim, Kamash Mulan, that it will be considered part of the Rishus HaRabim as well. Now, the second explanation as to why we needed the same mention in the Mishnah twice. Amar Abayi says, it's trich, we needed Sakadai Dachamina Hani Mili Hecha Delohave Arba Amos. You might have thought this is only when the pool is not 4 Amos wide. Aval Hecha Dehave Arba Amos Akufe Makfele. But you might have thought when the pool is 4 Amos wide, then everyone's just going to go around it rather than through it, and therefore it wouldn't be considered part of the Rishus HaRabim, Kamash Mulan, that it is. That's why we needed to teach it twice, one for under 4 Amos, one for over 4 Amos. Now the Mishnah has a third explanation in the Gemara. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says, Itzrich, we need it both. Why? Because Sakadai Techa Mina Hani Milei Chadava Arba. That this pool is only when it's 4 Tefachim wide, meaning when people will probably walk through it rather than jumping over it, because it's long enough that you can't really make one big jump, but it's not long enough where it pays to like go around. So people are going to go through it. That's when it would be considered part of Rishus HaRabim. But if it's less than 4 Tefachim, people are just going to step over it, and therefore maybe it would not have the status of Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, we needed both of these to teach us this halacha. Asda Rav Ashi l'tamein. Rav Ashi follows his own stated reasoning. Dam Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi says, "Haiman dezark v'nach aguda degam lamechayev shai rabim boken bo." Because Rav Ashi holds that if someone has an object and throws it and it lands on an isolated plank on a bridge, let's say you have a bridge that's 16 amos wide and there are a lot of different planks, so it lands on like an isolated plank, shai rabim boken bo, even though many people are not going to step on that one specifically, they're going to step over it or whatever, maybe still it's going to be part of the Rishus HaRabim. So we see Rav Ashi is Lishitas. Now comes the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Azorik minayam liyabash minayabash alayam. If someone throws from the sea to dry land or from dry land to the sea, so it's Carmelis is the sea, and dry land is Rosh Hashanah. U'min ayam lasfino min asfino liyam, or from the sea to a boat, or from a boat to the sea, and the boat is like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. U'min asfino l'chaverto, from one boat to another, pater, you are going to be pater in that case. Sfinos kshuras zubazu. Now, if the ships, if the boats are tied to one another without any gap in between, metatul mizuzu, you're allowed to carry from one ship to the other, from one boat to the other, remain on kshuros, but if they are not tied together, afal pishim ukafos, even though they're very close together and there's no real gap in between, still, if they're not tied together, imetatul mizuzu, you're not allowed to carry from one boat to the other. Now comes the Gemara and discusses how we are allowed to draw water from the sea into the ship on Shabbos. So itmar, it was stated, sfina, so when someone's on a boat. Ravuna amar, Ravuna says, motin heimena ziz kol shuhu mimali, that we could just extend some sort of small rod from the ship, and using that, you're allowed to fill a bucket with water and bring it onto the boat. Rav Chista v'Rav bar Rav Huna amre, so Rav Chista and Rav bar Huna disagree, and they say, osa makom arbo mimali. Now, what you need to do in order to bring water from the sea onto the boat is you need to make some sort of enclosed area, four tefachim wide over the water. You need to have walls that are basically going from the boat into the sea in order for this to work. So the Gemara is going to explain this machlok. So Rav Huna amar, motia himen aziz kol shuhu mimali, so the reason why Rav Huna said you could just have this small rod that goes from the ship and then you're allowed to fill a bucket with water and bring it up. So what we need to remember is anything above 10 tefachim by a Carmelis is going to be considered a makom patur. So normally when we have Rosh Hashanah, anything above 10 tefachim of Rosh Hashanah is a makom patur and you're allowed to carry within it. Anything above 10 tefachim in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid because Rosh Hashanah Yachid goes ad l'rakia, goes all the way up to the sky. So a Carmelis takes the halacha of a Rosh Hashanah and therefore after 10 tefachim, it's considered like a makom patur. So says the Gemara, so what Rav Huna hold is Kasavar Carmelis Me'ara Mashlinam, that really the Carmelis of the sea, we measure it from the bottom of the sea. And since it's on the bottom of the sea, once we get to water level, that's already more than 10 tefachim. So it's really a makom patur, and really everything's going to be okay. If you're a makom patur, when the air is a makom patur, and you really should be allowed to carry with no issue. Ubedinu diziz nami lulibai. And really, the truth is, you don't even need this rod in order to allow you to bring up the water. But we just want to have some sort of hecker so people don't think you're allowed to carry from a Carmelis to a versus a Yachid. That's why we say you need this rod. But really, midin, you don't need this rod at all because we judge a sea as a Carmelis. We judge the 10 tefachim starting from the bottom of the sea. But that you really need to make this area four tefachim wide. You need to make walls going from the boat down to the sea. Why? Because kasavri Carmelis misfas maya mashkinam. Because they hold that the Carmelis, the 10 tefach height that we need to look for, starts at sea level. Once we're at the top of the water, and that's how we measure it. Maya aras michta, because the entire body of water is like considered like thick ground, and therefore the Carmelis starts from there. Ilo avin makom arba kametatli mi Carmelis rishis yachad. And if you don't have this wall of 4x4, then you are going to be carrying from a Carmelis to rishis yachad, which is Nisra Midr Rabbanon, and that's going to be a problem. Now comes the Gemara and asks on Rav Huna. Amar le Rav Nachman le Rabba Baravua, Ula Rav Huna damar moti emen aziz kol shu mamali. So according to Rav Huna, who just said you just need this small rod to go ahead and bring the water onto the boat. Zimnin deleka asara, maybe there are some times where you're not going to have 10 tefachim, the kametatle mi karmelis or sayachid, because this is all assuming that the sea level is at least 10 tefachim deep. But let's say you have a very shallow body of water and you're doing a boat on this very shallow thing and you bring up the water, then you're actually violating a big issue, a big isser, midir abanan, of carrying from a karmelis to a rishis ha-yachid. So that's going to be a problem. So how could he possibly allow that? So answers the Gemara, Marle, Rabba Baravua said back to Rav Nachman, Gamrin and Dein Sfina Malachas Pachos Measar. We have learned, we have a tradition that a boat is not able to travel in water that's less than 10 tefachim deep, so we don't have to worry about that. Ah, Vaham Morsha Islay. But comes Rav Nachman and asks further, he says, but maybe the ship has some sort of protrusion, and therefore it would be considered like it's less than 10 tefachim deep, and then we would have a big problem, according to Rav Huna, of carrying from a Carmelis to a Rishis HaYachid. So answers the Gemara, Amar of Safra, Geshushe, Azlei Kama. So now we're talking about a case where there are people that are kind of monitoring the water to make sure that it's at least 10 tefachim deep, so therefore there's no shallow waters, and therefore we know it's not going to be a problem according to Rav Huna. Now we have a question on this second sheet. So Amar Rav Acham Maritz Lekorav Chia Bar Avin, Lerav Chista Lerav Bar Av. So according to the second sheet of Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who said that you need to make this for tefach wall in order to go and carry the water onto the boat. So in what way does someone pour out the waste? So I understand how you bring in the water, but how are you going to get rid of all the waste that people need to get rid of when they are on the boat? And if you're going to tell me that you could just put it out in the same way that it came in, this is gross. You're trying to bring in drinking water through a certain channel, and now you're going to put all your waste through there. That's disgusting. That's not going to work. This is repulsive. So how are you able to do this? Answers the Gemara, rather you would pour it on the outer wall of the boat and let it just run down into the sea. So you're not really putting it right into the sea, you're putting it on the wall, and then it will kind of drip down into the sea. And by that, you would be allowed to do that. Ask the Gemara, the Vahayika Kocho, but this is considered Kocho. You're right, even though you're not putting it directly into the sea, so therefore you might not be technically violating something, but there's something called Kocho, that it's like turning on a faucet. This is actually a big topic where Tosos over here, but we're not going to get into it right now. But when you turn on a faucet, so you're just turning on the knob, and you're not actually making the water come out, so that's considered Kocho. It's like your force is allowing the action to happen. So even though you're right, you're not throwing it into the sea, you're putting it on the path in order to go down into the sea. So why should that not be a problem? Answer the Gemara, Kocho b'karmelis lo gazru. No, rather, the Chacham never made a gzera against doing something with your koach when it comes to a karmel. Since karmel is only midir abanan, so one of the coolest is that we never said anything with Kocho is going to be a problem. Not tame run. From where do I know? How do I know this is true? The town because it's talking about Brisa. Sfina, when it's talking about a boat, in someone is not allowed to carry from inside it into the sea or from the sea inside of it, because that would be a problem of carrying from Rishas HaYachid to a Karmelis and vice versa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Amuka asar ve'in gvoa asara. If the ship is 10 tefachim deep and not 10 tefachim high, then mitaltalin mitochal ayam, aval lo min ayam usochal. Then you're allowed to carry from inside of it into the sea, but you're not allowed to carry from the sea inside of it. So ask the Gemara, mashna min hayam usochal delo, to come mitaltalin mikarmos rishayachal, mitochal ayam nami, come mitaltalin rishayachal the karmos. Why would one way be allowed and one way would not be? If it's a problem of going from rishayachal to a karmos or karmos to rishayachal, it's going to be a problem both ways. Rather, elavahuda, rather, Rabbi Huda must be talking about a case where you put it on like the side and you're allowing it to flow down, ushmamina, kocho b'karmelis lo gazru shmamina. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you would be allowed to go and put it from the boat into the sea is because it must be going with koach, and what we're teaching is that through a karmelis, koach is not going to be a problem. This is Daf Kufa Medbez. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.